You're listening to Amazing 102.5 FM. Its owners and associates take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the host of this talk show or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of this radio station. Thank you.
Sound like that time again. Good evening, Houston and the world. This is T.C. Tompkins with Music and Conversations. On another Sunday, we want to start the show off the day with some new music. That's what we like to do here, is introduce new music and have interesting conversations with my co-host here and captain of the ship, Emiliano Victorio White. Later on, we're going to be talking to Larry Stessel, a friend of mine from Epic Records, which was a GM at Epic, worked with Michael Jackson, work with a ton of other major labels, and is a very sharp person concerning marketing and things of that nature. I also want to let our audience know that this show is available on iTunes and Podomatic, okay? And in a few weeks, we're going to be having Howard Hewitt come out. Had a long conversation with Howard. Really admire him. He's a good one. Also, I got an interview coming up with Gerald, which is a copyright attorney out of Connecticut that has helped me out of some of the BS that I've gotten myself into. I know everyone is thinking about the election and the results. And I just want to say this because my producer and my boss doesn't like for me to talk about political subjects, you know. I just like to say that everybody out there, whether you voted for him or voted for her, you're responsible for him being in office. Let's listen to some new music. B.O.B. Go hit it.
Cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the f- Yeah, we all with the f- Too lit. We full lit. We ain't trippin' cause we all here. Yeah, yeah, that's the shit I like. Hey, I ain't got no type, I can't decide. Girls like girls like girls, they can't deny. Big with a side of wine. No, it ain't no telling what we might do. Pushing in the pen, I wear it tight. Got me so she got my eyes blue. Oh yeah, that's my girl and that's our wife too. Lit, we full lit. Pick me up at 4-6. Gutter with another. We ain't trippin' cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the f. Yeah, we all with the f. Too lit, we full lit. We ain't trippin' cause we all here. Hey. Dollar hit it, B.O.B. hit. Tip hit it, T.C. hit. Ay, I feel like we the new dog pound. She know dollar getting money now. I'ma pass it like cam, yeah. I'ma pass it like Clinton. Ooh, I got diamonds on my neck. I got diamonds on my wrist. Put some diamonds on my main bill. In the port, so wavy. Put a rollie on my lady. Dollar need a new baby. Ay, she know dollar stay lit. Still ain't heard about dollar, you should come to my city. We too lit, should be full lit. Pick me up at 4-6. Got up, with another. We ain't trippin' cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the fuck. Yeah, we all with the fuck. Too lit, should be full lit. Okay. We ain't trippin' cause we all here.
You know we all in. All right, dude, quit it. Pick the shovels up, bend it over top. Hey, put that phone down, man. Then it go.
You should've never left me. There you go, talking that shit. Shame on shit. Don't wanna hear that shit, no. I remember when you had me. You treated me bad. You treated me bad. You had a good thing.
Lila James, which I love. Pam and I were just discussing that I don't understand why they don't play Lila James in this market. Just a little bit. Thank you. I just don't like that. I'm sorry. Thank you. There you go. Huh? No, they can't see that. And then he looking at me like I'm crazy. He been doing that though.
He is crazy.
My whole life. I'm surprised I don't have a complex.
I let you sit in the driver's seat. I mean, in the passenger seat, and you want to drive.
Yeah. But you know that. You can't give us a rope. We want to be a cowboy.
I know, man.
Gosh. Yeah. Well, look, I wanted to say that was Lila James.
Yeah. And I agree. Nobody's playing Lila James.
They don't play her in Houston, not that I know of.
And she's an incredible, incredible artist. Yeah. So, I mean, she had the opportunity to shine.
Yeah, and that first track was B.O.B. Featuring T.I. I think that was called For Lit. So I think that was a hot track, too, though. I've got a couple of other new music that we want to get to. During the show, did we ever get that interview to move?
We'll get there, but
we're gonna get there,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, look, my facts for today, because I always bring in some new facts and figures here. Okay, I want to inform my audience today in music history. Okay. Now I heard this record. I didn't think I remembered this record, and I'm really aging myself, Pam. When I said that I was checking for the show today, the Moon Glow's first hit, Sincerely.
Oh, I know the song.
I do too. Yeah. I played it when I was doing the lookup, and I said, oh, no, I won't remember that. That's 1954. But I definitely do remember the record. It went number one R&B. Okay, and it was also top 20. And Jerry Lee Lewis got killed today in 1973 in a car wreck.
He died.
Yeah.
In a car wreck, right.
Yeah, killed him in a car wreck.
Wow.
And our man and your man, MC Hammer, was in Moscow. So
today?
Doing his day.
Oh, Hammer Time.
Hammer Time. In 1995, he was doing a premier man, Russian premier minister.
Right.
Did a show there in Russia back in 1995. Boy, my, one of how time changes.
Yeah,
absolutely. We're going to hit you with some new music, take a break, and then come back, okay?
Show me what it means to be yours. What it means to be more. What it means to be more. Show me what a difference you make. What a word that you say now could mean when it's over and it comes time for change. 'Cause I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. Get what you give. How to let go and live, live. How to let go and live. Show me what a life this could be. What a promise you make now could mean when the day comes that everything you see is without me. 'Cause I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you when you're gone.
hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. Yeah. I see, but don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in my bed. Maybe I'm just a fool.
No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make you better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do we let down for you, touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind. We gonna let the past be. Maybe he is right now, but your body still.
I don't wanna know. No. Who's taking it home?
We really don't need you trying to sing, Mr. Tompkins.
That's all right. Okay. I'm just keeping up with the track. And I like that kid. That was James Henderson. And then his, what's his name? Henderson?
James Hershey.
Hershey, that's right.
Miss you
that we played before.
But that Maroon 5, I'm going to have to do something with that.
You like that?
I like that. And the Lela James, you know, I appreciate you coming in with the new music. I got to give it to you. You be fine and stuff.
Anything for you.
But you know what? You know, the thing about it is you're bringing a lot of different product that's not being heard in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Especially like that Lela James. And like last week, you had a kid that you promoted a while ago that, you know, we never would have known.
Oh, yeah, Art Madison.
Right.
Nobody had ever heard of him or played him in this market. Hey, also, guys, did you get a chance to see Saturday Night Live last night?
Yeah.
The comeback of our man Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle. Okay.
Okay. What did you think?
I thought he did a great, great... he politicized it very tactfully.
Yeah.
In terms of what white people think.
Uh-huh.
You know, and one of the little...
he didn't take it too black.
No, he didn't take it too black. You know, how they think, oh, God, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And him and Chris Rock are back there cracking up about, oh, what are we going to do? We've been going through this forever and a day. Y'all don't see it.
They said this is the worst thing that's ever happened in American history. They said, oh, really?
Oh, really? What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, the beginning speech, that was profound.
Yeah.
It was very profound. So, you know,
it was a very intellectually funny.
He was on it.
Yeah, he was on it. I had to give it to my man. He was definitely on it. I loved it.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch it again.
I mostly definitely DVR'd it. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So.
SNL has been on it, man, lately. I got to give it to him.
And but you know, Kate McKinnon did a little. The introduction.
Oh, yeah.
It was
I don't know if I was feeling that.
You know what it was? It was like it was related to Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They really sorry that she won, but, you know, hallelujah, I did my job, but, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to keep on pushing on.
Man, there was so much. I've been giving this a lot of thought, okay, behind this election and stuff, because, you know, I got a couple of partners of mine that are wealthy Caucasian guys, and we go back and forth on political discussions and things, and they're supporting Trump, but I think the Democrats blew this on their own. I mean, first of all, they hooked Bernie out of the nomination, you know, because the Democratic Party did help Hillary. You know, they did kind of.
Well, I mean, but you could
put it to my boy Bernie. You know?
But on the other end, TC, you know, I ain't trying to make this a political moment in your show.
Right. That's right. Let's move on.
But you know, it's interesting the sales job that Trump did.
Yeah,
he did a hell of a sales job to people that, you know, he predicted. Okay, if I reach these type of intellectual people, I can win.
Yeah, he said it at the beginning of the conversation, the less educated was the term that he used. But, I mean, I got to give it to him. I mean, that is that part of the country, small towns and things. Because I know I came from a small town. All those small towns, man, are dried up. If you're not living in a city, you can't make a living.
And the other part of it is that we don't realize how not voting or voting or the way you vote affects us, especially blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I had an interesting situation 2 days ago. You know, my daughter Cameron in college.
I know.
You know, she's a little radical. She's become outspoken. So yep. I told her to calm down. It's just elections.
Uh-huh.
But I gave her this speech about, okay, there's nothing you can do about it now. You know, you got to urge people to go out and vote every 2 years, the midterm elections,
right?
Vote. Don't play with voting because, you know, exercise your right, because our forefathers died for this. They were hung, they were lynched, they were, you know, and everything. So I told her not to get involved, you know, in any type of in-depth
conversation
or in demonstrations or in type of conversations about it, about how you feel about Trump and so forth and so on. But I found myself yesterday going into a heated debate with another black guy about Trump.
And
he was a Trump supporter. He said, okay, I voted for Trump because of the fact that he's going to get rid of all the, you know, illegal immigrants. He's going to, you know, take care of Muslims. I said, you're racist. You sound like, he said, I'm not a racist. I said, you don't think that you ever been racially discriminated against? He said, no. I said, you're black and you don't think that.
Oh, hey, man. Hey,
but
man.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Hey, man. It's scary.
Look, last part of the story.
Yeah.
I brought a white guy over and I said, okay, give me your opinion. Do you benefit from white privilege?
Mm-hmm.
The white dude said, absolutely. Yeah. I benefit from white privilege.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, do you see that? And he said, is there such a thing as racism? He said, absolutely there is. I said, will you tell this brother over here how? He said, yes. And the brother said, no, there's not. I've never been racially discriminated against. I said, okay. All right, there you go.
That was a lost cause.
It was a lost cause. I'm saying, so, you know, I found myself getting into a conversation about it. And I got to back off. I got to remind myself what I took my daughter.
You know what? I really have, because it had gone to the next level with a couple of friends of mine.
Right.
And myself. And I found myself saying, look, I got to back it, bring it back. You know, remain some sort of civil and try to deal with it on that. You know, it's a done thing. You just may have to try to resist some of his policies and things that they're going to put into effect. But I got a funny feeling, okay? And I've been saying this,
Moment.
Yeah, Donald Trump is really a Democrat undercover, because I don't really think he's a Republican. I really don't.
No, he's self. He's independent.
Yeah,
he's all about Trump. Trumpism.
Yeah.
Well, but look, anyway.
We got an interview coming up here with Larry Stessel. This is a great person. Has some great information for you guys. Matter of fact, he mentioned something in this interview that more local bands should really take advantage of. Larry Stessel.
You know, I'm going to start this off by introducing, this is Larry Stessel that I'm speaking with. We worked together back at Epic, when I was at Epic Records, many, many moons ago. Larry was one of the senior vice presidents there at Epic and was in marketing at that point. And Larry, did you go directly from the music industry into your own marketing company?
Well, after Epic, I was at Mercury for 4 years, and I was GM of Mercury, and then I left there and went, and I was GM of EMI Records for 3 years. And then I started my own consulting business and started working in New York with mainly startup companies that I consulted, and then I also consulted artists who were introduced to me through either executives that I knew or lawyers that I worked with. And mm-hmm. I represented Diana Ross for a while. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I worked with Bone Thugs and Harmony. After Easy died, I was brought in by the estate to work with Tamika to help release the final Bone Thugs and Harmony record and the mm-hmm. final video compilation. So I did that for many years. I worked with Sunshine Anderson, who was part of a startup label out of New York, and we had a number one record with her through Atlantic. And Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is like a Mannheim Steamroller Christmas concept artist okay. that originally was, they could barely sell at clubs. Now they have three different iterations of the band going out between Halloween and New Year's, and they're selling out arenas. So I worked with Jason Flom on that project. Then after 9/11, I was down in Nashville doing some business with some friends and managing an artist, and had my own consulting business, and decided to move my family to Nashville in the summer of 2002.
Okay.
And then in 2006, I reconnected with an old friend of mine out of New York, and we started an experiential marketing company. So what we do is we work with ad agencies and their clients, and we provide music drivers to help market their products to consumers. So
okay.
we did a national gospel tour for McDonald's, where we had free concerts in churches, mega churches around the country, mm-hmm. with Fred Hammond and Marvin Sapp and Regina Bell and CeCe Winans and artists like that.
Okay.
And it was an opportunity for McDonald's to get back into the community and show that they were more than just hamburgers and french fries.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide these free shows. So we use music as a driver to bring people closer to McDonald's. We did that with General Motors and Johnson & Johnson and Kohler. And, we do private shows for companies, et cetera. So that's primarily what we're doing now. And, you know, knock wood, things are pretty decent.
That's great, man. That sounds like a very interesting pairing. I mean, it kind of involves your music background with your natural entrepreneurship of doing, you know, business with outside agencies other than the music business or other agencies, you know, like Coca-Cola.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What's happening now, it's been going on for about 15 years, is as the music industry has shifted away from selling music or selling CDs, hard goods,
mm-hmm.
More of the record labels and the talent agencies have also created their own sponsorship divisions. You know, they have been in that business, the agencies have been in that business for, you know, since the early 60s, when a guy named Mark McCormick created International Management Group, IMG.
Yeah, I know Mark.
And he managed, or was the agent for Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and Gary Player, who were the three top golfers in the early 60s, and he realized that just being their agent and collecting 10% was not a business model. So he said that the only way you can make real money was to create properties. So he created the Skins game. He was the guy who invented the Skins concept. And the Skins game, which he sold to NBC for 10 years, was primarily like the top, you know, 24 golfers in the world would come together, you know, for the weekend and play on televised. And they would play against each other, and the winner would win, you know, $50,000 back then, which was a lot of money. So he grew IMG into a multi-billion-dollar corporation. Mark died about 8 or 10 years ago, but his company lived on, and then it was sold to William Morris Endeavor about 5 years ago for almost $7 billion.
My God.
So, you know, so the concept of endorsements, sponsorships, and branding of sports figures and then music artists has been around for a very long time. I mean, whether you knew it or not, you know, Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley and the Beatles were brands, but it wasn't marketed as a brand until, you know, probably into the 80s or early 90s. I think the Who actually were the first band to actually take on a sponsor, which was a beer. And when they toured the country in the late 80s with the rock opera Tommy, was brought to you by Michelob, I think. Okay. And then the Rolling Stones went out with E-Trade, and then it just started to kind of take hold. Country music was much more into it. You know, Reba McEntire helped reinvigorate Salt and Snacks, the Frito-Lay company, which is the division of Pepsi.
Okay.
So when my partner actually put together Frito-Lay with Reba McEntire, when Frito-Lay was almost going to be sold, I mean, Salted Snacks, potato chips and stuff, was not a big business back in the 80s. It was kind of falling on its heels.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did that in the country music area, it started to take off again. And then, of course, Frito-Lay is just a massively successful company now. That was really the beginning of it. And then, you know, a lot of, like, NASCAR people and country music artists, you know, work with ExxonMobil and work with, you know, cigarettes and liquor and beer and snuff and all these, you know, kind of country-type products. And then, you know, and then you get into the 2000s and you have, Bono from U2, who owns a big, huge master investment company, and Jay-Z and Puff Daddy and, you know, Beyonce and, you know, McCartney and, bands. It's so many of the younger bands, you know, the only way they make money is by picking up endorsements and sponsorships and stuff. It's just like a golfer. I mean, you watch golf.
That's true.
You'll see a brand new golfer that you kind of never really heard of, and he's wearing a Titleist cap, and he's wearing a shirt that says HFSB or some bank or something. So, I mean, this is really the business of the business.
I mean,
young kids don't care about branding. They just don't care. It doesn't bother them. They don't see it as a sellout.
No, they don't. They don't. I know that it has been in some form or another. I remember a lot of the stuff that I used to do with Teddy Riley and Dive, which I just interviewed Teddy yesterday, was through Budweiser. They used to sponsor all of our tours when we did the Budweiser Superfest and all that kind of stuff like that. How does a young upcoming artist search out branding or getting a sponsorship or something of that nature? Is that something that can be done?
It can be done. You really have to be very aggressive. It's very difficult for a young artist, but you can do it locally. So, living in Nashville, you go to localized products, you know, like Purity ice cream and dairy products. Purity is a regional or a local brand.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of Christian artists will go out to Purity because Purity is owned by, you know, a company that has Christian roots. You can do, like, beer distributors. I know that Zach Brown Band was looking for a sponsor, and they went to some of the majors, and they all turned them down. And he approached the Budweiser distributor, not Budweiser in St. Louis. He went to the local or regional distribution company, which, you know, Pepsi has and Coke has and, you know, companies like that. And even McDonald's. You know, McDonald's is a franchise operation, so they have local dollars as opposed to just having national dollars for advertising.
Okay.
Excuse me. And, when I did the gospel tour for McDonald's for 7 years, it was funded by the black owner operators. It was not funded by Chicago. It was funded by the 900, I think there are like 900 or 1,800 McDonald's stores owned by African-Americans, and they put up the money for the tour. So it's kind of like in our company when we had local dollars and regional dollars, TC, and we also had national dollars, same concept. Zach Brown went out to the distributor of Budweiser, and he said, all I want is some, those things that you put a beer in to keep it cold.
Those kegs, yeah.
Yeah, and they said, yeah, and he gave them like 100,000 of them, printed up with Zach Brown Band and Budweiser written on them. But Zach Brown finally exploded, because Zach Brown also did a lot of tailgate parties because he's a chef. He loves to cook, so he would do like, he'd bring a smoker and he'd cook for people in the parking lot when he was selling 300 tickets. But now that he's a superstar and he's selling out arenas and stuff, he is backed by Budweiser nationally. So they give him millions of dollars in sponsorship.
He ended up having a great relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and I know that Miller Coors has a similar situation with a country artist, I forgot his name, that was started off as a local Texas sponsorship of this artist when he wasn't really that big. And when he became a superstar, he ended up being a national spokesperson for MillerCoors. So that's my only suggestion, is you really have to go out there and look around and see what companies and products are locally and regionally.
That's a good startup. That's a great startup for a small independent artist.
Exactly.
They're getting sponsorship from their local market. I mean, yeah, everybody's had to start somewhere. That would definitely get them some revenue or get some representation that I know is badly needed.
The same is true for labels. If you have a country label or a Christian label or a black label or a hip hop label or a reggae label, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. and you have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 artists on your label, if you go out to a product that feeds the African American community or feeds the country community, go to them and say, I have a roster of 5 acts. So if you gave me $10,000, I could use that money to market and promote my products, and your brand will be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're putting out, you know, CDs to give away at a show or T-shirts, you know, and, you know, just like golfers or, you have on their T-shirt, you know,
right.
You have a product. So if a band has the name of their band, but they also on the back it says, you know, I love, you know, ice cream, or I love, you know, Budweiser or whatever.
Brand their brand. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that's the kind of thing that I think small, niche-oriented labels and what artists can do is to go out and find out what product, service.
You know what, I'm going to definitely be mentioning on the air on the show when I run this interview. Also,
we had to cut our man off a little bit there. Okay, now we got the last part of that conversation with Larry. We kind of lost, but I think everybody should have gotten the idea of what he was speaking of. What we were talking about was local artists and local musicians finding support through local retail outlets and local stores and fans and things that if you have an audience, you have a following with your music, find someone that you can brand your label or your music with that will support your tours and your concerts. You know, he was talking about in the interview about this country artist that went to a local distributor that distributed Budweiser beer locally and asked them to support his tours, and they gave him water coolers for his outdoor concerts that were branded with Budweiser. Now that he's a big act, he has Budweiser nationally. So it is food for thought, guys, for anyone trying to get that financial backing, which I know is really tough for artists trying to begin. We want to hit you with some new music now. Okay, Mr. White?
Hi, this is T.Fu Thompson, and you're listening to Amazing 102.5.
Tonight! Y'all trying to do? on me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon. What y'all trying to do?
Conversations right here on the amazing 102.5 FM Spectacular.
Hey guys, that's Bruno. Bruno can't do no wrong, but Bruno's being sued about this track. I mean, as soon as it came out, someone else got a track exactly like that that they're suing Bruno about. Okay, I got a lot of more great new music to play. So we want to get right back to it. Justin Timberlake got a new track that he's redoing, one of my girl's tracks, Cyndi Lauper. He's doing True Color. Cyndi's version's much better. Hit it.
Sad eyes. Don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all. The darkness inside you can make you feel so small. Crazy, and you've taken all you can bear. Just call me up, 'cause I will always be there. And I see your true color shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you.
So don't be
true colors, and that's
Wycliffe, okay, that's a brand new one by Wycliffe, okay. I like Wycliffe, I always have, okay. I like him when he was with our girl, what's our girl, back when they had the group together, Wycliffe and...
Oh, right. I knew
man,
you know.
Slipping my man, but anyway.
You're getting old,
Getting old. Shit, I'm there, baby. Hey, I have enjoyed this weekend with everybody. I want everybody to take their blood pressure medicine. Don't let this election drive you crazy. It has driven my wife and my children crazy.
Everybody. Just got to slow down. Yeah. But just listen to some good new music.
Absolutely. Tune in Amazing 102.5. Listen to some of the new music that we hit you with every week.
Yolanda Adams, you know, she'll keep you spiritual.
Yolanda in the morning.
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, and don't forget the heifers on the weekend.
Right, and also Dave Cause.
I just heard about this new show. That is great news for the station, man.
Dave Cause.
He's a major.
Right.
He's a major.
Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay. Well, then now you got Yolanda.
You got Dave Cause, you got
Pammy Whammy.
Pam Wells, Sunday Classics. Amazing Sunday Classics. Marco Spoon, 6 to 10.
Man, You're killing it, Amazing. Hey, man, I enjoyed it, people. I want to take you out with some more new music. Matter of fact, I got a new track by Joe. And what's the other track? I don't know.
Jeremiah.
Yeah, hit Jeremiah. I like Jeremiah. But thank you, guys. God bless.
Ever married or not, 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 no. Before me write it, banana. Ever married or not, 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 no. Before me write it, banana. Ever married or not, 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 no. Before me write it, banana, no, no. Ever married or not, no. Before me write it, banana, no, no.
You know my eyes up on your face, my hands up on your waist, I limbo, go low, 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 low. I might give me a taste. That Henny got me feeling nasty. Girl, give me ride, ride like a taxi. I seen that try walk past. I couldn't let you walk past me. Don't let me take this somewhere we naked. Forget about what we don't wanna wake up later tonight and I'll be right next to you. What is this feeling? Nothing I deal with. All I want feel is you. Yeah, all I want feel is you. All I want feel is you.
You ever married or not, not?
Banana. Yeah, I've been married.